Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. I praise God once again for being able to come before your front. I thank God for being able to speak to you today. I count it a blessing. But we are blessed. And I thank God that you would allow me to come into your homes to be with you and yours today to just expound on the Word of God. And today, praise God, I come to you because my heart is heavy. My heart is heavy. Praise the Lord. Because of the tragedy that has hit America once again. Unexplainable tragedy that has hit America. And we are all saddened because of that. Because we know, praise God, that what was done, praise God, out of ignorance. And it was done, praise God, because we know, praise God, the word of God to say that the devil is going to and fro, seeking whom he can devour and to destroy. But my God, as I said before, my heart is heavy. It is heavy. And today, praise God, I just want to expound and send my regrets, praise God, and my support, praise God, to the families. And today, praise God, we need to want to talk about, Lord, help us, too. As we weep for the tragedy of the innocent and the lives that was taken away from us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. But most of all, Father God, we pray, God, that you would help those families, God, that has lost their loved ones, their children, that has lost their children in the act of a senseless, violent act. My God, and the ones that lost their parents and their loved ones. And Father God, it's a tragedy. But today, praise God, I just say praise God as we go through, praise God, and we want the Lord to just strengthen us as the world reels into the awakening of a deadly tragedy. And Lord, we ask that for the shelter and sheltering us in the days of trouble. And Lord, it is my light and my salvation, Father God, that we will learn, praise God, whom shall we fear. But praise God, to help those families, praise God, to overcome that, praise God, that hurt and that devastation. Praise God, of losing their loved ones, their children, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you would do for us. But God, today, Lord, I pray, praise God, for those families that are going through. And Lord, I pray, praise God, that it's the stronghold of their life, of whom shall, praise God, they shall not be afraid, God, but to be strong. For Lord, we know, praise God, that you can hide us and protect us in days of trouble. But praise God, we ask, Lord, that you conceal them, praise God, and under the covering of your tent, praise God, that you, praise God, will be their rock, praise God, in time of weakness, in time, praise God, of frailment. Praise God, that you will be their rock, praise the Lord. But Father God, no man knows the time or the hour that you shall appear. But God, I thank you once again, Father God. And I believe, praise God, that, God, praise God, we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the hand of all of this, praise God, even in the midst of sorrow. But, God, I thank you, praise God, that, God, you will be with them, O Lord. But they are torn up with grief. But, Lord, I know that you will be with them. I know that you are there, but they cannot see past the sorrows and the grief and the tears. But, Father, be with them, praise God, and be with me and mine, praise God. Oh, Lord, guide us through these dark days and bring your light unto our lives so that we may know, God, that you are there and that you care for each and every one of us. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, because, God, as I look upon it, God, my heart is broken. My heart weeps for the love of those that were lost. But, God, I thank you as well, Father, for protecting those, Father God, that was able, praise God, to praise God to go into a place of safety. Lord, and I thank you, praise God, for those that were there, praise God, to help those, praise God, to be able, praise God, to get into a better place of safety. And so, praise God, I know, praise God, that we will see your goodness even in our mourning. But, Father, help us not to fear and that the grief may clear away. And, Father God, I thank you, praise God, that may the families of this tragedy surround by your comfort and love and by the pain, of every living being who witnessed this tragedy, be completely cleared away. Father God, the doctors and the police and the officers in authority, the fire workers, firefighters, and the ambulance attendants, the teachers, the students, the reporters, and all the medical staff that was in this tragedy, God, that they be blessed and strengthened, praise God, and comforted. And may, praise God, the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. Praise God, I thank you, Father God. Father God, and I thank you, Lord. Father God, that we would see, praise God, that we need to pray more, praise God, and pray, praise God, of our children going and coming, Lord. Praise God, we must pray every day because, Lord, even when we leave our home, it's not written in stone, praise God, that we will return because the days are evil. Praise God, redeeming the days, for the times are evil. We're filled with evil all around us, praise God. And, Father God, we just seek you right now, Father, as we pray for our children everywhere. Praise God that we pray, God, praise God, that you let your salvation spring up within our children, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ and eternal glory. And, Father God, that they will grow in grace. And, Father, I pray that our children may grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I know, praise God, that you're the God that sits high and you look low and you sees all and you knows all. Father God, I thank you, Lord, even for the love, Father, that we still can feel, praise God, the love that you grant, praise God, in the Lord, praise God, that our children may learn to have a life of love and through the Spirit who dwells in them. Praise God, protect them going and protect them coming. Father God, shield them from the hands of the enemy. Praise God, place your angels over them. Father God, let the blood cover them going in and out of homes, God, out of schools, praise God. Praise God, in the streets, on the playground. Father God, protect our little ones. Praise God, and I thank you, Father God, that you would allow us, praise God, to show honesty and integrity, God. Thank, praise God, you for those teachers that was able to hide them and protect them, praise God, from hurt, harm, and danger, that they put their lives out in the front, praise God, to protect the little ones. Praise God, may, praise God, they, praise God, be endured, praise God, with integrity and honesty by their virtue and their protection, God, that they was able to help, praise God, in a time of need. Father God, we thank you, Lord, even for the children, God. Father God, that the fathers may help the children not to be like many others around them, but to put them alert and self-control in all that they do. Praise God, show the love and spread the love over their children day and night. Praise God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, that our children may grow to find your word, more precious than much of pure gold and sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. Father God, we thank you, Father, that we know, praise God, God help the children to love justice as you do and act according to all that they do. In the name of Jesus, oh God, place them, praise God. Let them not be afraid. And those, praise God, that will go through trouble because of what they heard and what they seen, Father God, send forth the angels to minister unto them, to give them a peace, praise God, that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, even for my children, God, that they would always be merciful, just as their father and their mother is merciful. Praise God, and to respect, but not just for themselves, but for others in authority. And Father, that you would grant that the children may show proper respect to everyone as your word commands it, Father. Father God, we thank you today, God, for just showing, praise God, just the biblical self-esteem, praise God, that they would help my children and our children to develop a strong self-esteem that is rooted in the realization that they are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Father God, help them, Father God, to know laughter, to know joy in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just praise you today, Father, because, Lord, it's just such a tragedy. But, God, our hearts weep. Our hearts weep, God. We're grieved in our spirit. Praise God, but help us, Lord, to keep the family lifted up. Praise God, to let them know God is loving them yet through all that they go through. Praise God, that they will overcome. But, Father God, help them, God, to know, praise God, that, Father God, it was nothing of their fault, but this is the world that we're living in, Father, because we know that the days are evil and the time is short. But, Lord, we say, Father, let love and faithfulness never leave our children, but bind them with the twining, the virtue around their necks, and write them on the tables of their heart. Father God, that they would be encouraged, God. Father, help us, praise God, to continue to encourage the children, our children, God. And may the children always be strong. Be strong, praise God, and courageous in their character and in their action. Father God, I just thank you today because, God, I realize, Father God, that, Father God, is you, praise God, in all that we do. Praise God, help us, God, to see us through. Help us, praise God, to stand strong and know, praise God, to keep our prayers flowing for those and our children all over the world. Praise God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us, Lord, to be purified and create in them a pure heart. And, oh God, and let that our children, praise God, pure heart, praise God, show in their action. Father God, keep them to be, teach them how to be kind. And, Lord, that may our children always try to be kind to each other and to everyone. And, Father God, let them be generous, oh Father. Grant that my children and their children, all the children, Father, may be generous and be willing to share and to lay up, praise God, not so that they may lay up treasures, God, on this earth for themselves, but as a firm foundation for the coming age, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we pray right now, Lord, that peace and loving, praise God, fall up in the household, praise God, of the father and the mother, Lord, by letting the children make every effort to do what leads to peace. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord. Allow them to have joy, the sound of joy, the joy, praise God, in their childhood. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my children, their children, our children. Father God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I say, Kisha Manavohosha. In Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, Father, I thank you, Father, for just keeping me, Father God. And Father God, blessing us, Lord, and blessing our children, but bless those families, God, that have been touched with the tragedy. But God, we feel, praise God, we know, God, that peace will come. But God, even in the midst of their grief, Father God, let them be filled with your love and with your surrounding, God, and with your peace, Father, by the Spirit of this Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And God, I do thank you, God. Father God, Lord, teach us, Father God, how to teach our children how to preserve us in all that they do and help them especially to run with preservation in the name of Jesus and run and mark the race, praise God, and mark it out for them, Father God. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, teach them how to have humility, God. Please cultivate in our children the ability to show true humility towards all and towards everybody. Compassion, Lord. Please clothe our children with the virtue of compassion. Help us, Father God, to realize and know responsibility and grant them that the children may learn responsibility. For each one should carry their own load. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for contentment. Father, that you teach our children the secrets of being content in any and every situation through to him who gives them strength. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that teach them they can depend on you, Father, that they can call your name, Father God, and you will hear them. Father God, I pray that the faith will be filled with their roots, and Father God, they will grow, praise God. Praise God, it will grow in the children's heart, that by faith, praise God, they are gained what they have been promised to them. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for allowing them, praise God, to be servants. They have a servant's heart. And God, please help our children develop servant's hearts that they may serve wholeheartedly as if they were serving the Lord and not men. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I give you praise today, and I honor you today, Father. Hope and praise God that the God of hope grant our children. It may flow, praise God. That it may flow. It may flow, praise God. Through, praise God, our generation. But Father God, I thank you right now with hope and hopefulness by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father God, the willingness, ability to work and to teach our children, the Lord Jesus Christ, the value of work, praise God, of being honest, praise God. Praise God, to be respectful, praise God, to our elders. Father God, I thank you, Father. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you, Father God, for passion for us, praise God, and for our children. Father God, teach them, praise God, how to please be instilled, to instill in our children a soul that will follow, praise God, after the thing that is righteous and the thing that is true, and one that is clinging to passionate to you, Father. And God, I praise you today. Father, I thank you today, Father God. And Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, as you begin to discipline us, God, and discipline our children. Father God, I pray that my child, your children, acquire discipline and prudent life in doing what is right and just and fair. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, for prayerfulness. Praise God that you will grant, praise God, Lord, that our children live, may their lives may be marked by prayerfulness, that they may learn to pray, praise God. They may learn to pray in the spirit at all occasions with all kinds of prayers. Father God, I thank you for gratitude. I thank you, Father God, for helping us, praise God, Help us, praise God, to lead our children in the way of the Lord. Praise God of their lives that always may be overflowing and thankful and always giving thanks to God, the Father of everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I'm grateful today, praise God, and our heart of mission, praise God. Lord, help, please help me, praise God, and help my children to develop a desire to see your glory declared among the nations and your marvelous deeds among the people. Praise God, I pray right now, Father, for our nation, God. But Father God, evil, praise God, is constantly sneaking and slipping over our nation. But God, I know that you're able, praise God, to just intervene, God, on our behalf, praise God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for listening, praise God, and helping us, praise God, through this ordeal, praise God. But Father, we know, God, the tragedy was horrible. It was a loss, praise God. But God, I just ask, and I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you, praise God, will just, praise God, just comfort those mothers and those fathers and those loved ones, praise God, that has lost their loved ones, praise God, in this senseless act. Oh, God, give us the strength, God. We're at your mercy. We're at your mercy today, God. Father God, look upon us, Father, and share, praise God, and give us, praise God, and give us your mercy, God. Give us your mercy, God. Help us, praise God. Father God, help us, praise God, to know, praise God, Father God, that you will comfort, praise God, in a time of need, oh, God, that you, praise God, would do it, praise the Lord. You would do it, praise God, because you promised it. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you, Father God, because I recognize, Lord, that you are God all by yourself. And God, there is no other God that can do what you can do. And God, we pray for your mercy, your comfort, your love in these families, Father, that they would know, praise the Lord, that, praise God, you care just for them. Oh, God, give them the fulfillment. Father God, give them, praise God, that what they are missing, the love, praise God. Ha! In the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father God, I thank you, Lord. But Father God, we know, praise God, that nothing is done in the dark that shall not be revealed. And God, I thank you, praise God. Praise God, for just comforting those, praise God, and for protecting those that was able to get out and to get out in safety without other kids or adults being hurt or taken out, praise God, for such senseless act. Lord, we praise you today. We thank you today for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for my children. Thank you for watching over them, God, as they go in and out the school system. Father God, I'm asking you, Father, and I pray once again, Lord, that you would allow us to put the prayer back into the schoolhouse. Father God, Father, when prayer came out of the schools, the devil desired to go in and make a harvest and step into that realm. But, Lord, we have to thank you, Father God, that we would allow to put prayer back into our schools. In the name of Jesus, oh God, because, Father God, as the word of God declared, that the devil, he is seeking whom he can devour. He's going to and for, seeking whom he can destroy. Father, you said in your word that he only comes for three things, that is to kill, to devour, and to destroy. And one thing, praise God, we are sure of, the devil has no respect of a person. He has no respect of a person. It's not manifested to him whether it's a child, a daughter, a child, a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. Praise God, he has no respect of a person. And Father God, I pray right now, Father, that God, that we will see, praise God, the importance of prayer. Praying with our children, God. Father God, we don't know, praise God, because when they leave that they will return. We don't know, praise God, when we leave that we will return. But oh, Father God, help us, God, to recognize. To recognize, Father, praise God, that we need you in everything we do. Father, those that gave their lives because of the children, Father, we speak, praise God, encouragement and strength to that family and to those families. Praise God that stepped up in the midst of the tragedy. And praise God, they shield them for their protection. God's continue, praise God, to comfort that family. Continue, praise God, to place your hands upon them, God, in their grieving time and in their time of sorrow, God. Father, just continue to keep them in it. Surround them with your love. And surround them, God, and let them know that, yes, they have lost. But, God, you will keep them. You will watch over them. You will surround them. You restricted them in the name of Jesus. Let them not, Father. Let them not, praise God, feel God, that they are not loved. But let them know, Father, that you surround them and that you will continue to keep them and to watch over them. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. Because I know that you are the answer to every situation, to every solution. Father God, I know. God, you are our supplier. Father God, you are our supplier. And Father God, you will supply everything they need. We know, Father, that you have everything that they need. And we know, praise God, that, praise God, you will, praise God, be there. And you will support them, Father. And you will cover them under your blood. Let them find shelter. And let them find, praise God, a place, praise God, a refuge in a time of trouble. Let them know this, Father. Let them know, Father God, that they can turn to you. And you, praise God, will shield them. You will shield them, Father God. And Father, when they need a place, that it will lead them into a place of quietness, peace, and life, and in all godliness and honesty. God, you will give them the wisdom in their hearts and to let them know the knowledge that they need, that they be present. It will be a place that they can go, praise God, to find a peace. Father God, even to the aftermath, Father God, you will be there. You will be there with them. You will make their hearts and their ears attentive. Father, that when you speak, God, they would understand. Father God, I pray, Father, for that family and those families and those loved ones in this time. And most of all, God, I pray for this nation. I pray for this nation, God. Our nation, praise God. I pray for our nation. For God, our nation, praise God. Praise God, is in turmoil, God. But help us, Lord, to know that you have the answer to every situation and every solution. And I am grateful. I am grateful today to know that because you are, I am. And I thank you, Father. Continue, Lord, to allow, praise God, us to bask in your glory, to bask in your strength, and continue, praise God, to give your angels special charge over those families, to accompany and to defend and preserve them and to keep them. Thank you, Father, and provide safety for our children day and night. Keep your blood over them. Cover them, Lord. Bind attacks on our children in our schools, in our churches. Praise God. Bind that spirit, praise God, that is trying to destroy our children. Bind it in Jesus' name. Father God, we speak damnation to the enemy himself. Father God, continue, God, to keep our children safe. Safe, Father. Keep them safe night and day as they go to and fro, in and out. Protect them from the enemy's wrath in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. And I do give you honor today. And I do honor you. And all that you're going to do and all that you've done. And all that you will do. I do give you praise today. I do give you praise. And I thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your protection. Praise God, I thank you. I thank you. God, that you redeem us in troubled times. Be a shelter for your people. Be a shelter for those that are in distress and grief. Be a shelter, Father. Be a shelter. Be their strength for their children. Be the strength, God, that bring healing to the broken heart. Be the strength, God, to them, Father, that has lost their loved ones. Let them know, praise God, that, Father God, they are not forgotten. Let them know. Heal the hurting heart. And, Lord, I will give you praise. And I will give you honor. And I will give you glory. And I will honor you for this. Father God, I will honor you. I will praise you. I will proclaim all your goodness to all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I do pray. And I do ask this, Father. I do ask it in your holy name. For you are God. And you're God all by yourself. And Father, my heart is heavy, but I weep as Rachel weeps for her children. I weep. I weep, Father, because, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I weep because I know, God, that you have the last say-so. But comfort those that are in mourning. Comfort them in mourning. And, Father, I thank you for this. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I do ask this. Keep them lifted up. Keep them lifted up. And be there for them. Surround them with your grace, your mercy, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.